In a land of earth and trees, where fire meets water, the benevolent Queen Zolvizia seeks to bring good to her people, like white chocolate in lack of mathematics. Her noble knights, led by Sir Oliver, seek to bring justice to the kingdom. Only the evil Isabel stands against this noble reign with her dread unicorn Bob. Together, they seek to undermine everything the queen has built, promoting obesity, stirring up mobs, and all that bad stuff. Reign of Zolvizia, Queen of Virtue. Episode 1, The Baker.
I am here, gentle queen.
Sir Oliver, how lovely of you to report to me.
I came directly you summoned me, my lady.
How very kind of you. I fear I disturbed your training.
Nonsense. The knights under my command can do well without me for a few moments.
It will be for longer than that.
My lady?
Our lands are in mortal peril.
Oh, dear.
The feared bandit, who has endangered our kingdom, has been discovered with the secret identity of a humble peasant. You must find him and stop any further atrocities.
Of course, my lady.
Much rests upon this mission, Sir Oliver. The bandit has murdered and pillaged long enough.
At once, my queen.
Bob!
What?
Stop it! I said stop it.
I'm bored. I want to maul someone.
We'll be to the next village soon. I'm sure you'll find someone to murder there. Our contact should be arriving soon. The feared bandit of these parts.
I thought we didn't murder for pay.
We don't, but my purse is a bit too light.
Because it's empty?
If you stopped your appetite for pub grub and ate grass like a normal unicorn...
Unicorns don't eat grass. Horses eat grass.
Maybe I should trade you in for one. They'd be cheaper.
Someone approaches.
Good morrow, travelers.
Good morrow.
You are Isabel and the dread unicorn Bob?
No, I just tied this horn on for fun.
I see.
He's like this when he's hungry. I'm Isabel.
Have you journeyed far?
Nearly 20 miles.
That is many leagues. There is an inn at the village, if you would care to stay the night. We may begin pillaging in the morning. None yet guess my secret identity as the baker.
Where's the inn?
Around the corner, 2 streets down. Good day.
Good day. He seemed a pleasant sort.
Or hardened killer.
And I'm not pleasant?
No, very pleasant. Not.
This is the village of which we heard.
Are you certain? It would be very devastating if we killed an innocent man.
Indeed. However, I have spoken with the town elders and they have suspected for some time.
The bandit peasant resides in the village below.
Would that not make him a tradesman, not a peasant?
Good point.
No matter. He must be stopped.
What do you mean you don't serve filthy animals?
Bob, just...
No. It's time I had some rights around here. You want to see filthy? Wait till your blood is smeared on this floor.
You can't come inside.
Yeah? What you gonna do about it?
I can take you.
I thought so. Sarah!
Bob, stop that. That's no way to treat an innkeeper. If you want to hit him, do it properly.
Fine. The unicorn can stay.
This happens every time.
I am here for the baker.
Well, he's not here, but this is the butcher, and there is the candlestick maker.
I need not your butcher or candlestick maker. I'm here for the baker and not for a taker. Don't give me a faker or laker or maker.
The baker's gone faker. He isn't a taker.
Did someone say baker?
They did indeed, Aker.
Well, I'm the baker.
You are?
He is?
You murdered innocent travelers. You will return with me to face judgment.
I smell a fight. Shall we?
Hey, Metalhead, over here.
This is not your concern.
Really? Well, your mama eats grass.
How dare you?
This is a noble knight to whom you speak.
I am sure she meant no disrespect.
Really? Bob!
Stop that beast.
Come through me first. Good one, Bob. You killed one with your horn.
I'll have at you yet.
You may be a knight of prowess, but you are no match for the skill of my blade.
Nonsense. I...
Did he just slip and fall on his?
Yep.
Not fair.
Be gone from this village and trouble it no more.
It is you and the bandit who are to blame for this. And that horse.
Horse? Do you not see the horn?
I will report this to Her Majesty.
A round on the house!
What?
The girl. The same one as before.
You were hindered by a girl?
I fear so, my lady.
She has been sowing discontent and violence in her wake. We must stop this before it is too late.
Yes, my lady.
But for now, we have other matters to attend to. Some giants are attacking the northern border, and I need you to protect the settlements. You will ride at dawn.
By your command.
April Sadowski as narrator. Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Isabel.
One second. Let me finish polishing my knife.
Captain John Tadrazak as Bob.
I'm not evil. I'm a good unicorn. What's going on?
Alexa Chipman as Zalvizia.
Do you think I should be wearing a flowing white gown or a blue satin skirt? Which is more queenly?
David MacIver as Sir Oliver.
This is a radio play.
So, you think the blue outfit?
Jeremiah McCoy as peasant.
First off, that's Baker to you, and I'm really a nefarious highwayman.
James Leaper as Evil Knight 1.
Well, where's Evil Knight 2 then? I'm not evil, honestly, I'm not evil.
Jules Ismail as innkeeper.
Ugh, my manager didn't tell me I'd be beaten on so much. Ow!
Here, let me tend to your wounds.
Thank you. kind knight.
Remember, this isn't all the story. To hear my side of this episode, please visit Reina Zolvicia, Quest of Heroes, at misfitsaudio.com, a partner production with Imagination Lane.
Written by Alexa Chipman, script edited by Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard, post-produced by Alexa Chipman. Music courtesy of Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com. Most sound effects by Alexa Chipman, some from grsites.com. This is released with a Creative Commons non-derivative license. Production was released in 2008 by ImaginationLane.net.